Bionic.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two, USAPrepares.com. Although politicians wince when I say it, this is USAPrepares.com. I just want to tell you, before we go into our instruction on the economy, there have been some FBI flyers that have been distributed to communities against terrorism. Suspicious activity reporting flyers. You know, if you see something, rat on your neighbor, rat on your brother, rat on your parents, rat on your family. Well, there's about 25 of these flyers produced by the FBI. And they've been distributed to businesses. And what they're saying is, make sure you collect data on your customers. Now, who would be distributing these flyers? Well, let's see. That would be a beauty and drug supplier. You can that's an area of business where you might be reported on by being a customer. So, beauty and drug suppliers. Airport service suppliers, bulk fuel distributors. Now, I buy bulk fuel at the farm. So let's say I buy a tank load of fuel. If I get reported to the FBI because I just bought a tank of fuel to run my tractors, I will never buy fuel from that company again. Not only that, I'll tell you who it is. It hasn't happened yet, but if it does, I will announce who they are, and we will do everything we can to put them out of business. And here's another thing. I just hit my own button. You know, as Namenha, we have the right. I'm a Native American medicine man. I've been adopted by Namenha. And one of our instructors bought some signs to the expo that talked about Namenha. Do you know that that printer called the government and said, I don't know if these guys are terrorists or what? Can you imagine that? I think we should probably discuss who that company is, and let's put them out of business for even thinking about reporting us to the federal government for being Namenha and practicing our religion. What a bunch of boneheads. Okay, who else? Electronic stores. Jeez, I shop at electronic stores. I buy parts. I buy capacitors, resistors, switches, transformers, wire. Huh. Farm supply stores. I buy fertilizer. I buy supplements for our cows. I buy thousands of pounds of salt a year. Tons of fertilizer, tons of lime. How about home improvement stores? Hotels, motels, internet cafes, shopping malls, martial arts, paintball, military surplus, storage facilities. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So that's what the FBI is up to. Making sure that those organizations know that to be responsible, they will report you for your patronage. If you get wind of any of that, please let me know, and we'll make sure that those who are telling on us for legal activities, that's legal activities, we want to make sure that we give them full credit for what they're doing. to us. John Reagan's with us. John Reagan is a USAPrepares.com instructor. He's got an MBA, U.S. Air Force officer, retired. Welcome, John Reagan.
This is your captain speaking. I'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that your seat cushion may be used as a flotation device. Unfortunately, today we'll be traveling over desert.
Hey, you know, John, I'd like to convey, it's hard, I don't know if we can do it, but we have, the faculty at USA Prepares really gets along well. I mean, all of us, you know, we do things together, we spend time together, we go to, you know, we visit each other, it's really a, not only is it a faculty, but we all get along, wouldn't you say?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, John, man, okay, we're going to do it. We're going to talk about the economy. Now, I have said many times that I'm considering writing the university and asking them for a refund for my education, because a lot of what I was taught was fundamentals. And if the economy is, if we are behaving above board and honestly, then what I was taught works. But the current behavior makes no sense in the economics that I was taught. And let me give you an example. This week, the stock market shot up. And some people said, wow, what caused that? Well, the Federal Reserve decided they're going to continue what they call pumping. Pumping, I guess, sounds like an okay thing. But it's not. Pumping means they are going to create, we'll call it money, out of debt. That's a bad thing. As far as I can tell, John Reagan, if we are creating liquidity, as they call it, quantitative easing, out of debt, that means we can't pay our bills. That means we're in more trouble than we were before we created more debt. But Wall Street looks at that and says, that's a good thing. And the market takes off instantaneously. You can look at the chart. It's straight up. It's not a slope. It is vertical. What do you think, John?
Well, they have to put that $85 billion a month somewhere, and that's basically into stocks and bonds. Unfortunately, yeah. It doesn't help anybody in real life. It just makes the coming crash worse.
Well, okay. Since, John, I've every time you're on the air with me, you wipe the smiles off everybody's face. You do the same thing at the meetup, so let's just go do it.
Hey, some people have talent.
Go ahead. Let's start.
A lot of news items be going through today, and it really makes me wonder what our president is thinking, or if he's just so disconnected, or if he's just plain mentally ill. Two of the quotes from this past week, raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debts.
Nonsense.
I mean, we're just using one credit card to pay another, no problem. And he was also talking about how technology has gotten rid of entire occupations. And he said, we don't have travel agents, we don't have bank tellers. I believe this came as a great surprise to our travel agents and bank tellers.
Well, yeah, it has. Now, he is right. We are reducing the number required because we're doing electronic, or some of us are doing electronic banking. I'm not, but some people are. Travel agents, yeah, we do have some online applications that can reduce the need for them, but we still have them. So he's wrong. And raising the debt ceiling does not raise the debt. Then why raise it?
And at least Warren Buffett isn't quite as bad. He says not lifting the debt ceiling is dumb. Well, in my point of view, we have a choice. We can have a big crash now or a bigger crash later. Considering the fact we need more time to get ready, I'm for the bigger crash later.
Are you really? Okay. Well, we're looking at the possibility of a trucker strike. And John, I'm sorry to take the time right now, but class. I can't tell you if this is real or not, but there are reports on the internet for the call for a trucker's strike. Drive down to Washington, D.C., October 11th through 13th, to stall the delivery of goods in supply chain across the United States of America. The point is to get to the government, get the message to the government that we've had it. And so this is a protest. They're looking to create a massive convoy to drive to Washington, D.C. And they're angry about the Benghazi cover-up. They're angry about ever-rising fuel prices. They're claiming that the president has engaged in treasonous crimes, and they want everybody to know about it. So they're calling for a trucker strike. Go to USAPreparedness.com, page one, and read the article. Now, if that happens, we're going to be in a world of hurt. Because, and here's the homework for tonight. Here's what I'd like you to do. I would like you to go to your circuit panel. And I've called for this on the air a couple times, and I've done it at meetups. Tonight, go to your circuit panel, shut off all the breakers to everything that you've got except for refrigeration and devices that require life support, like medical devices. Turn off the power from your circuit panel. Then what you do is you put some tape across your faucets and across your toilet so you don't use the handle. And that tells you that you don't have any water, and you put some tape across your refrigerator and freezer so you don't open it. That way your food doesn't go bad when you shut the power off. Bottom line is you're going to be in the dark, no radio, no television, no cell phones, no DVRs, no satellite TV. You're going to be in the dark tonight. And we're going to do it from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock tonight, just 3 hours. Think about what happened. Write down what you don't like. Did you have candles? Did you have batteries for your flashlight? How long did they last? You can actually see what it's really like if the grid goes down. Okay? Really simple exercise. And if you can't stand it, turn the breakers back on. Okay? You're in control. It's a controlled power outage. And we mentioned yesterday that there's a planned one that's made the internet news for November. So it may happen. It may happen anyway, whether you want to or not. So please, go through this exercise, and then next week, give me a call. Give me a call on this broadcast and tell us what happened, what you learned, okay? Please do that. And I'm going to give you our call-in number when we come back, and you can tell us on Monday, Tuesday, what you learned, okay? I've asked for this before. No one's done it. No one has done it. Now, we only hit 97 counties in Missouri when we broadcast, 6 states. No one's done it. No one's done it at the meetups. It's never been done. Not that I haven't asked. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, class, you've got your homework, which is shut off the power at your breakers except for emergency devices, medical devices, and your refrigeration. And I'm going to give you the number to call in on Monday, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We've offered that homework in the past, and no one, although people have said, yeah, I'll do it, it's never been done. So please try it. Let me know what you think, and we'll share that with the class. That's because the power grid may go down because the government may be shutting it down in November just to see how it works and see how we react and how well prepared we are. I wonder if that's why they bought those millions and millions and millions of rounds. Enough to kill each one of us 5 times, those hollow points. I wonder if that's what they're for, to see how well we react when they shut the power down. I don't know. I really don't know. But I think it'd be a good exercise for you to shut your power down. John Reagan, okay, let's get into the economy. We're in a world of trouble. You believe, and just cut right to the chase, you believe the economy is going to collapse, right?
We don't have a choice. And to do a quick recap, because I know there's students that haven't heard this before, two of the big points I pull out. One, we have unfunded liabilities for our social insurance programs. This is Social Security and Medicare, Medicaid. It does not include Obamacare because Obamacare is not in force yet. Mm-hmm. The amount of money it would take to fix the problem of these unfunded liabilities would take more than all the money in the world. Mm-hmm. I know that's a big step to take right there. And I think some people think, well, we got into this mess incrementally. We can get out of it incrementally. Well, the problem is to stop going into debt, you have to stop digging the hole deeper. We are at a point where we can't even stop digging the hole deeper. Just a few months ago, I came across the tax stats from the IRS, and the most current ones were 2010 for personal returns and 2008 for business returns. When you combine that together, we have roughly $9.1 trillion in total income, allowing for some growth since then. I just round that to $10 trillion for discussion purposes. Currently, government spending is about $6.4 trillion a year, combined federal, state, and local. That means if government were no longer able to print money or borrow money, it would take a 64% tax rate on all income with no deductions, no exclusions, just to pay for government. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. People know.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, there you have it. There's no way it can do anything but collapse. That's it.
Right. But to drive the point home, people know that we're nearly $17 trillion in debt just for the federal government. What they typically don't know is total debt for the United States, when you take government at all levels, businesses, and personal debt, that is almost $60 trillion. Interest alone on that debt, just so you don't default on the debt, at today's record low interest rates, is over $3 trillion a year. Now, to top that off, just to keep the unfunded liabilities from getting worse, and it depends on whose numbers you want to believe. There are very over-optimistic numbers that suggest that the unfunded liabilities are only 70-some trillion. Professor Kotlikoff uses the alternate scenario from the Congressional Budget Office and has a number over $200 trillion. And these numbers increase by a minimum of 5% every year. So just using that minimum, we've got a range of between $6 and $11 trillion just to keep the unfunded liabilities from getting worse. When you add just those three items together, you need somewhere between $16 and $20 trillion just to keep things from getting worse on a total income of $10 trillion. That's why there is no way to avoid a collapse. And the only reason it hasn't collapsed yet is because we don't have to pay cash out on those unfunded liabilities yet.
John Reagan, USAPreparedness.com instructor. John's written a book called The Financial State of the Union. And he was a speaker at Glenn Beck's event just 2 days ago. John Reagan and I will be right back. Ken Hurley's in the studio. Michael's on hold. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, John Reagan's with us. We're talking about the economy. John wrote a book called The Financial State of the Union. Michael from New York, you are on with John Reagan, me, Vin Fennelly, and Ken's in the studio.
Good morning, Vincent and John and Ken. Real quick, guys, you know what cracks me up, gentlemen? When we hear the propaganda media report the news, such as raising the debt ceiling, which is such an inaccurate presentation of what they're actually doing to our country, and the people listening will think, well, I guess the sky's the limit. We can just keep raising the debt ceiling. But more accurately, like John just said, they're digging a debt hole deeper. So deep, if they really reported it that way, people would immediately think, hey, man, they're digging this hole so deep, we'll never crawl out of it.
John Reagan?
I tend to call it the black hole of debt, and we are beyond the event horizon.
That's right, and that's how it should be presented all the time. It's a debt ceiling's impossible. The only thing that keeps going up is profit margin. Debt is taking you down. Debts are whole. And all of these guys in our government are doing is digging that hole so deep, we'll never crawl out of it as a country. By design, of course.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate your call.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, Michael. You know, John, what I haven't seen is I haven't seen people come up to me and say, hey, I just got a raise. Just got a raise. 3%, 4%, 5%. I remember getting a raise of, I don't know, maybe 10% a couple times in my life, maybe even more. And that's back in the 70s. But, John, we don't get raises to keep up with the massive amount of taxes and debt that we're paying in the... And, of course, John, why don't you tie this very, very quickly to what does this mean to us? Yeah, okay, we can't pay the debt. We're going to collapse. But what happens just before the collapse, between right now and the collapse? What do we see to prices?
More than likely, we're going to see prices continue to raise it at a rise at a higher level or higher rate. And the only reason we're not seeing that so much right now is one, they fudged the inflation figures for the reporting purposes, and two, when you go to the store, they're reducing the size of the packages so that you don't notice that you're getting less product for the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you, even in coffee mugs, John, I bought some coffee mugs. I bought, I don't know, maybe 1,000 coffee mugs for they say USA Prepares on one side, and they had a local radio station I broadcasted on the other side. And then I bought like 1,000 more, and they say USA Prepares on one side, exactly the same coffee mug, same part number, same everything. And on the other side, they say one of our affiliates, Big Country 99 The Rooster, or GCN, or any or other affiliates. So I have these coffee mugs, okay? And the new ones are smaller, just a little bit. The handle's a little bit smaller. The contents are that it holds just a little bit smaller. But they're rated the same. So even coffee mugs have seen inflation. Even without the price increasing, they've gotten a little bit smaller. And, back in the 60s when we went out for Halloween, a Hershey bar was 1 ounce. Not anymore. And it used to be a nickel. A nickel for 1 ounce of chocolate. Not anymore. All right, let's talk about where we're headed, John.
Well, one of the things that I do is point out how the projections that's used in the trustee reports for Social Security are way off. And to do that, I went back 38 years. I don't go back to 75 years of the table because I wanted to compare fiat currency to fiat currency. If I went back 75 years, that'd take up a time when we still had real money involved. Mm-hmm. So just based on that, to believe the figures that they use, and this is what's used for the budgets that you're getting ready to see come out in the news, you have to believe that over the next 38 years that the inflation will end up being half of what it was over the previous 38, in spite of all the money they've printed since the collapse started in 2008. Another thing that's in their tables, based on the 2011 base year, the average wage index is 43,000. They're projecting that to be 194,000 in 2049. Interesting article came out in the past week or two that a study published from the Russell Sage Foundation that will be in a book later this year. Just based on demographics, they are showing how income is going to be falling and that a typical worker earning $50,000 today would by 2050 be earning $44,000. So these projections that are being used to base all these budgets on, I believe that costs are going to be lower and income's going to be higher than what it really is. And I probably just need to start going rapid fire through some of these other headlines. We are on the verge of a currency war, especially if the Fed does not taper in October or December. They just announced they're holding off on the tapering. And if they continue to hold off, that means other countries are going to be adjusting their currency, setting off a currency war.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, just as you thought things couldn't get any worse, credit markets are going to be hit by a tsunami of maturing corporate debt. Standard & Poor estimates that companies in Europe, the U.S., and major Asian economies require a combination of refinancing and new money to fund growth over the next 4 years of between $43 trillion and $46 trillion. And that is a lot of new debt, or rolling over a debt that has to be done. We've got the Treasury and their shenanigans. They've kept the debt at exactly $16.699 trillion for 4 months, and they've done that with accounting tricks. This week we also had the CBO come out and say that the U.S. is on an unsustainable budget course, and the lie that they're telling there is debt to reach 100% of GDP in 25 years. What they do there is they only say the debt that is owned by the public. They say that debt owned by the government doesn't count because that's just, you know, from one pocket to another. For you to believe that lie, you would have to believe that the government's going to shut down the Social Security and Medicare programs, because that's what that debt is. And when you see the percent of debt to GDP recorded for Italy, Italy's debt percent includes those unfunded liabilities. So just to be able to read between the lines there. We've also seen reports, holiday shopping session forecast to be the worst since 2009. Industrial production misses for the fifth month in a row. More Americans struggle to afford food.
Let's talk about that. John, let's talk about more Americans struggling to afford food. But let's take this call right now. Sherry from Kansas, you've been waiting. You're on the air with John Reagan and me, Vin Finelli.
Hello, gentlemen. Have either of you read Marilyn Barnwell's book on Leo Wanta? It's available on the Internet. And this lady's got some credibility.
Tell us about it.
Well, do you recognize the name Leo Wanta?
I can't say that I do.
Okay. Leo Wanta worked directly for President Reagan, and they're saying, and she's saying, that he is the reason that the wall came down because he broke the ruble.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's been said before.
Yes. And he accumulated $27.5 trillion. $4.5 trillion was his. He supposedly gave the rest back to the government, or gave it to the government, although it was really his because he had already paid his seed money back. And this was back in like 2003 or 2004, and it's in a black hole. The government never got it, and I'm wondering if that's why they're not worried about this this debt that they're going to, the Federal Reserve is going to just lend us money, our government money, until it eats up that $23 trillion.
John, do you have a comment on this? I'm not sure I understand all the points that Sherry's making.
Well, even if there were that, number one, I don't see where they're hiding it at. And number two, it's still just a drop in the bucket. Because when you look at the total debt and liabilities of the United States, not just the government, that's closing in on $300 trillion. So even if there is this $27 trillion out there, it's nowhere near enough to address the problem. The people in D.C. Have no choice but to lie to us, because if they told us the truth, they would not get reelected. And that's the best case scenario. If they told us the truth, we may have returned to how things used to be handled, which is a little bit more violent.
Yeah. Well, Vince, if anybody wants to read this book, they can read it for free on the Internet. And Marilyn also writes
I'll tell you what,
on News
Sherry,
Reviews.
Okay, Sherry, please send me a link.
I'm not on the internet. I'm listening to you on satellite.
Okay. All right. I will see if I can find her, and I'll put a link up on the website. How about that?
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Sherry. Bye-bye. John Reagan, it sounds to me like it's going to get worse for everybody. It really sounds like we're heading toward the same place that the Weimar Republic headed. It looks like war is looming on the horizon. Let's start a war and distract everybody's attention from their daily problems so they can talk about war. And they did a really good job with the shooting at the U.S. Naval Yard several days ago. But it keeps coming back. You know, death and destruction, you know, distracts us for a little bit. But we keep coming back to the economy. John Reagan wrote a book called The Financial State of the Union. John, tell us a little bit about that when we come back. John Reagan, USAForParis.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, just going to give you some headlines. 13 people were shot in a mass shooting in Chicago, at the Chicago Park. A three-year-old boy was shot in the face. South side of Chicago is on lockdown. Think about this. People are so angry that there are mass shootings. Chicago is the murder capital of the country. 13 shot dead in Chicago. And the House voted to defund Obamacare. That's good news. It's got to go through the Senate. I can't believe it. We are going down, and we're going down quickly. This is absolutely horrible. John Reagan, your book, The Financial State of the Union, is available. Tell us about how we can get it. It's on page one. The post is on page one, usapreparedness.com. Tell us about the book and the availability, please.
Well, just go to my website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and you'll get the news on it and the links to purchase it from there. I know we don't have much time, and I did want to get in this last piece. If you're still on the fence trying to decide whether or not you need to do something for yourself, this should do it. I call it the just-in-time killer. Because when there's a financial collapse, my point is that we are going to see a collapse of the global supply chain. And if we also have an electromagnetic pulse, EMP, or a coronal mass ejection, CME, that brings down the power grid, that also would crash the global supply chain. We are so dependent on that chain, and we no longer live in the age where we have commodities warehoused. Everything is going through this supply chain to be at a certain place at a certain time. And it takes time to raise food. Don't just immediately get a cow you can slaughter. You don't immediately have a chicken you can slaughter. You don't immediately plant a seed and get veggies. And to increase the supply chain takes effort, time, money. And I came up with an equation on this. I learned several years ago that there's only about a 60-day supply of wheat in the world in the supply chain. It's not that we can't plant more and grow more, but that's what there is. So if we wanted to put aside enough wheat to feed everybody in the world for a year, we couldn't do it. We could only feed about 16% of them. Marjorie Rawcraft told us that if you haven't been raising your own food, and you get into the position where you need to, if you have anything less than 100% failure rate your first 2 years, you have a green thumb. That tells me you need at least 3 years of food on hand while you're getting over your mistakes. To take that 60-day supply and get 3 years out of it would mean that you could only handle 5.5% of the people. But we can't take that out of the supply chain or those 95% of people starve. I figure at best we can siphon off 10% of that, which means that given what's in the current supply chain, you can only save 0.5% of the people. That translates into a 99.5% fatality rate within a few months after the event. The time to take action is now. We can't save everybody, but anybody that wants to can take steps.
John Reagan, on Monday, we have our meetup at Ziggy's at 5:30 in the afternoon. Last Monday, our meetup went till 2:30 in the morning. People really want information. And this Monday is going to be movie night. I'm going to show some movies, survival movies. And I'd like to invite you to join me on stage this Monday and talk about exactly what we're talking about. We're in a lot of trouble. John, do you think you can make it to be with me on Monday?
I'll be there.
John Reagan, Ben Finelli, Ken Hurley's in the studio. This is USAPreparedness.com, ending on a somber note. Class, your homework is to shut off your power, as we talked about during the previous part of this broadcast, and see what you like and what you don't like. Write down what happened and prepare for it. It's coming. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thank you, John Reagan.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical and anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your free subscription.